It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And typically, Megan Huffman joins us
usually
from Cher Greater Lynchburg, or she sends Alyssa from Cher Greater Lynchburg today. And this is really cool. Bill and I were talking about parenting in general, and how we try and give our kids all kinds of great experiences.
Sure.
And Megan and her husband also, they went down to Arkansas to watch the eclipse in the path of totality. Okay.
Took their young daughters with them to give them that experience, which I think is very cool.
Isn't that so cool?
That's amazing. Yeah. I got to go to the 2017 when it was a total eclipse down in North Carolina, and it was amazing. It's definitely worth it if you can make the drive to not miss once in a lifetime experiences.
So cool.
Well, we took our kids in 2017. We took our kids to Busch Gardens, and we were right out in front of Oktoberfest, watching the eclipse there. And then we went inside for a schnitzel.
Very good.
Anyway, but we digress. So Susan is going to be joining us. And Susan, tell us what your organization is.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Susan Herndon-Powell. I'm with the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center. We are out in Bedford County in Thaxton. We are a 66-acre facility that's really focused on getting people outside. We love all things outdoors, and our main goal is to facilitate camps and retreats that get people moving and grooving outside and doing all kinds of fun adventure activities.
Very, very cool. And I would imagine you've got probably a really good view.
We do. We've got a great view of the Peaks of Otter right out the front, and then all the surrounding beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains around here. So it's a great place to kind of kick back, relax, and spend time together as a family or as an organization or a camp. It's great.
Okay. And we understand that you have coming up, you have a nonprofit lunch and learn that's on the way on, what, the 17th?
Yeah, coming up April 17th from 12 to 4. We're partnering with Cher Greater Lynchburg on this, and I believe Freedom First is providing the lunch, as they do often for the Cher Greater Lynchburg Lunch and Learns. We're inviting nonprofit leaders, anybody that works for a nonprofit, to come out and experience what camp feels like at the Peaks. Well, there's going to be networking. There's going to be adventure. We're going to get to hike around the property. We're going to spend time together. We're going to do some team building activities. We're all about empowering people to do team building activities within their own team and hopefully just connect with each other in the community and see if there's things we can work together on to provide great educational and outdoor experiences for people of all ages in our area.
Now, tell us about the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center as far as what all do you offer? And I think you might have mentioned this at the beginning, but how big is the property?
Yeah, so we have 66 acres. We have a 400-foot zip line on the property, which is a really popular activity for a lot of our groups.
Man.
We have a 40-foot climbing wall. We've got a canoe pond that we teach canoeing in, have a little canoe obstacle course that gets people engaged. We've got a great low ropes course, which is all about getting people to work together. So 14 elements there. We've got over 3 miles of hiking trails. We've got a 9-hole disc golf course. We have a great garden that we spend a lot of time in the evenings with the garden lights and campfires, and a great place to kind of end the day out here.
That is really, really cool. Now, can you do overnights as well?
We do. Yeah, I was going to mention that. We have two lodges. They each sleep 40, kind of bunk style, but it's been great for our camps and retreats that want to come. We do a lot of weekend retreats throughout the year, even during the week with corporate professional groups that want to come and spend time together as a team and learn how to kind of work better, communicate better together. We do a lot of those type retreats. And then this summer, kind of our bread and butter is camps. So say your organization that doesn't have your own camp property, you can come to us. We'll provide all the adventure activity. You bring your program and your staff and your volunteers. Ends up being a great week of collaborating together and getting a lot of kids, especially outside in the summer, which is what we're all about.
Awesome. That is really, really cool. Well, folks, you can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And certainly sign up for the Professional Adventure Days nonprofit Lunch and Learn. If you have a nonprofit, Cher Greater Lynchburg is hosting it along with Peaks Retreat. Click on the page. Just look for Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center on Cher Greater Lynchburg. Susan, how long have you been doing this?
We've been around for about 2.5 years so far. I've been here about a year and a half myself as the director, and it's just a really great organization to be a part of. And I just can't speak enough about getting people outside. We're even adding on a adventure camp this summer that we're partnering with Bedford County Parks and Rec on for rising middle schoolers. So everything outdoor adventure, wilderness survival skills, even an optional camp out on Thursday. It's the first week of summer. That'd be a great way if you know any middle schoolers that want to come out and do that. We're also, if you want to donate to send a kid to camp, we also have that option available. We really are just passionate about getting people outside. So also wanted to plug, we also are doing our first wine, beer, and art festival coming up April 27th from 12 to 6. We're going to have great local wineries, breweries. We even have a meadery coming, local art vendors, food trucks, all of that. So it'll be a great way to kind of experience the property. Our trails, disc golf, we open that day as well. Just great day to spend time outside together.
Very, very cool. Well, you had Bill at wine and beer.
Yeah.
And art. Well, yeah. You had me at beer. You had Bill at wine and art. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're definitely interested in D, all of the above. You guys have just a ton of stuff going on. Again, you know, folks, head on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center, and you'll learn how to register for any of the events, especially the lunch and learns, and learn more about the Peaks. Just click on their link as well. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Did we cover everything? Because I'll toss it to Megan, and then she'll remind me. She'll remind me of the things that we forgot to do.
No, that's perfect. I think one other thing, we do like to open up our property to families and just general community members. We have a community adventure days, we call them. So our next one's coming up May 18th. It's a Saturday. Okay. And that's just a day you can actually come out and feel what camp feels like. So you can try archery, you can try the climbing wall, you can try canoeing. So we get a lot of families that come out and enjoy those days. So we definitely would invite folks to come out to those days as well. And then if your group needs a place to have a retreat, have a camp, we'd love to talk to you. Again, we love connecting with folks in our area and beyond. So thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's really, really cool. It sounds like a great property. I had the opportunity to go out there when you guys were first setting things up and getting the dormitory style bunk houses set up. And that was a number of years ago, but I do remember the property, and it was coming along nicely, and I'm sure you guys have really made it something special.
Well, I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah. Now, Susan,
you're welcome anytime.
Now, Bill would love to wrestle a bear. can you make that happen?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, we don't see too many bear up this way. I think they are around, but if I find one, I'll be sure to call you. And
believe me, I'm okay without it. I'm okay without it.
Okay, either wrestle or dance with. Okay.
So he's the one. If we have a problem bear, we're calling him to kind of deal with it. Is that what I'm?
Oh hearing? Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, I got you.
He'll come right out.
I'll bring a picnic basket.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If your nonprofit organization is not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It is absolutely positively free, and it is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for nonprofit organizations, whether you want to make a donation, whether you want to volunteer your time, or whether you're looking for events that are going on. And you can even shop for area nonprofits right on the Share platform. Click on the link, purchase whatever they need. They have a list of needs, and then you can have those items delivered directly to that nonprofit organization.
Yeah,
this platform is a work of coding art.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's all brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which gives away over $2 million a year to over 170 local nonprofits.
Yep.
Every year they do that.
Absolutely. So visit them. And again, if you're part of a nonprofit and not on the Share platform, you can join 174 area nonprofits on this platform. And again, it's absolutely positively free. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to coming out and wrestling a bear with Bill.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just kidding. There's no bears there. No bear wrestling at this place. It's the Peaks Retreat. Thank you so much. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.